gaze up at nightfall around 8:30. There, in the last fading blushes of twilight, you'll see Venus, which has dominated the west for months. It's also called the evening star. Take it in, because big changes are starting to happen, and you don't want to miss the show. This planet is simply dazzling, about 15 times brighter than the most brilliant actual star. If you have a small telescope, check out the evening star when the sky still has a little twilight glow, otherwise it can be overwhelming. If you have binoculars, brace your elbows on a windowsill, and you ought to be able to see that Venus is crescent-shaped, like the moon. But you don't have much time left. During this month of May, Venus will be lower and lower each evening at dusk. It's sinking like a stone. By month's end, it will probably be blocked by hills or trees from your location. And then next month, it passes between us and the sun, and wham, the evening star is gone for more than a year. When it returns, it'll be as a morning star, very low in the east before dawn, a sight only for insomniacs and early risers. So to see it at the convenient dinner time hour, it's pretty much now or forget about it. In 2007, the New York Times did a nostalgia piece about the hit song Venus by Frankie Avalon. Readers sent letters of praise to the paper as they recalled that tune from 50 years ago. I sent in a letter too, saying that the song was so terrible, so amazingly insipid, it represented our galaxy's low point. Should be made as illegal as hopefully the Happy Birthday melody will be, and the Venus Master Disc should be blasted into space where it will hopefully never be found. But that shouldn't stop anyone from enjoying its namesake while it's still there. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.